Hey everybody, it's Laura and I have some exciting news. It's Nano season. So NaNoWriMo National Novel Writing Month takes place in November and then Camp Nano takes place in April and July. So why am I adding this little plug at the start of this episode? Well, throughout the month, I'll be sharing little episodes, little mini episodes. I'm thinking like maybe 5 to 10 minutes long, and I'm going to be telling you about my work in progress as it's happening. So these episodes will not be every day, but that is the ultimate goal. We're going to be in here a lot, and I just wanted to let you know because these are going to be subscriber-only episodes. So subscribe to the show to gain access to those, and every single Nano moving forward, I'm going to try to do something like this. So stay tuned every November, April, and July. Welcome to Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. I am documenting my evolution from hobby writer to career author. It might take a year or two, or my entire life to get there. However long it takes, I'm bringing you along for the ride. Well, hello there, and welcome to Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. This is episode 101, and it is June 22nd, 2023, as I record this. And I'm so excited to be back with you guys for a few episodes. I'm not going to be back weekly, but I wanted to pop in and give you guys a Books I Read episode featuring all of the books I read in May 2023. So let's dive straight into these books. And then don't worry, later on in this episode, I'm going to give you a little bit of a life update to tell you what I've been doing during this little break that we've been having from the podcast. So, all right. The books I read for May 2023, and you guys, I read a lot of them. I read 16 books in May, and I'll get to the update later, but I think the reason that I was reading so much was because my new job is a lot. I absolutely love it, but I think I needed a release. And so reading books became that release as I came home to kind of like shut off my brain, which is ironic because you have to use your brain to read books. But anyway, it really works for me. It rehydrates me. It re-energizes me. When I need it, I just grab a book and it resets me. I like to read in the morning, at night, during the day. I like to listen to audiobooks in my car. So I'm reading a lot, very consistently, all the time. If you guys have been around, you already know that. So sorry. If you're new, hello, my name is Lauren. I read a lot. Okay. So in May 2023, I read 16 books. And the first book, I already mentioned it at the end of the April BIR episode, but it is From the Ashes by Danielle M. Orsino. So I'm working through the Birth of the Fae series. And this series is really fun for me. It is a young adult slash new adult. It's not really young adult. It's more like new adult fantasy, but it's just a super fun series. So From the Ashes, I finished that on May 1st. And like I've said in past BIR episodes, if I finish the book on the 1st, it still counts towards whatever month I finish it in. Even if I've been reading it for the entirety of the month before and I finish it on the 1st of the next month, it still counts as a book for whatever day it falls on. So From the Ashes, I finished that on May 1st. That was a nice, fun read. It's kind of like that series is just like relaxing for me. I really love it. And I just love Danielle. Then on the 2nd of May, I finished Star Spark by Day Lateo. And I was hybrid reading this. So I had it as an ebook on my Kindle. And then I was having Alexa read it to me through the Alexa app. If you haven't heard about this hack, it's amazing. If you like true narrators, which I prefer, then this is not for you. But if you don't mind listening to AI read your stories, it's a great way to catch up on your TBR list in your Kindle because you can actually have the Alexa app read the book to you. So it sounds like a computer. Sometimes there are glitches, but I mean, I get a lot of books read because I do this. So anyway, Star Spark by De Lateo. I'm not going to lie, I really, really loved the beginning of this book. It is a science fantasy, so there is some sci-fi technology, but then there's also some like fantasy magic going on. And I really loved the beginning, but then honestly, I don't remember what happened at the end, which is kind of sad because I really liked the beginning of this book. And I think it's because that was like right in the transition of when I was changing jobs, and I think I was just stressed out. But I did finish it. I think it could be a book I revisit in the future if I want to reread it. But at the same time, life is short. I can't read every single book in my TBR ever in my entire life. So why would I go back and reread a book that I kind of lost interest in towards the end? Predicament of a reader, right? All right. So book number three is a short story, No One Ever Asks Mum by Halima Khatun. And this is contemporary. It's actually it's connected to a series that she has. And short story as in 19 pages. I read it in like 20 minutes, maybe. But it was super cute. And there is a whole series that she wrote that goes along with it of full length books. And I think I just found this. I think I listened to an episode of a podcast where she was a guest. I think that's how I got introduced to her. And I saw this was a free little short story. So I went ahead and read it. All right, book number four is Kingdom Come. So this is another Danielle M. Orsino book in the Birth of the Faith series. So again, fun fantasy. All right, book number five, What Saffron and Goodfellow Found. And this is by A.E. Kincaid. And this is linked to How the Demon Met the Hero series, or I guess that was the prequel novella. I'm sorry. The Demon, the Hero, and The City of Seven, that series. This is kind of two characters, Saffron and Goodfellow, and it's a little bit of what they do while are Reg and Mal from the series, while they're going on their adventures. Goodfellow and Saffron have their own little adventure. And so this is a novella, and it's super duper cute. It's only like 50, 52 pages. And something else really exciting for A.E. Kincaid is that she just got signed on, and they signed on with a publisher, and they are taking her books, and she's going to be releasing the third book in the series very, very soon. She just had the title reveal, so go check her out on Instagram. I love these stories. They're like fantasy and comedy, and they just make me giggle. I love these books. All right, book number six for the month was Neverland's Wonder by Brittany Wright. And this is a novella. I found it on Amazon. It was a free book on Amazon. And honestly, it's like a mashup of all fairy tales put together. And I don't know if I quite like that, but it also was only 34 pages. And so I just read through it. And it's the beginning of something larger. I can tell that she is using this to jump from, and she's doing something larger with it. And so I'm going to keep an eye on her to see what she does with this story, because there were so many different components from different fairy tales and Disney stories that I think it would be interesting to see what comes of this. But it was really, really quick read, obviously 34 pages. Next up, A Fae is Done, another Danielle M. Orsino book in the Birth of the Fae series. Oh, such a good one. I really liked this book specifically in the series. I just really enjoyed it. And now I'm waiting to get the next book in the series. I think I have five. Yeah, that book was number five. So I read 3, 4, and 5, finished all of them in May. And I think there is one more out, and then there's also like a connected novella. I'll have to go and search to make sure that is accurate. But this series is super fun. And I think she has like 12 or 13 that are going to be coming out in this series. So definitely keeping an eye on her. Next up is The Witch and the Watcher by Laura Dietering. So I read the first book in this series, The Witch in the Envelope, back a long time ago. And Laura Dietering was on Read It with Whiskey, so you can search her name and go back and listen to her interview here on the show. And we talked about the first book in this series. It is YA fantasy. And then as it gets older, it's a little bit more towards new adult fantasy, but it's still young adult. It's still safe for kids. And the whole concept is that she wants like mothers and daughters to read it together, because there's some like 90s throwback information, but then it's also catered towards that like young adult high school age girl. And so it's super fun series. So this was book two in the series, and I got this on my Kindle. So I did hybrid reading. I read it as an ebook, and then I also listened to Alexa read it, which was very entertaining. But yeah, so that was a super fun book. And as soon as I finished that one, I dove straight into book three, because book three was just released. But I didn't finish that one next. The next book I finished on my list was Shadow and Bone by Leigh Bardugo. You know what book I'm talking about. Shadow and Bone. It's been all over the place. There is a Netflix series now about this. It is fantasy. It is really, really fun. I got this book for my book club, and then I never went to the book club meeting, which is a trend that has been happening over 2023. So yeah, but it is a really good book. And after I finished book one, I did go and purchase book two and book three. So I plan on reading those in the near future. I haven't dove into book two yet, but I will get there. And the reason is because I want to watch the show and I want to read all the books first. All right. So that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That was book number 9. Book number 10 for May was Desolation by Star Z Davis. I really liked this book. This is a dystopian science fantasy because it's obviously set in the future. That's why it is a dystopian. People are living in this like enclosed society and they find a beacon somewhere or find noise on a radio. And so they send some people out to figure out what's happening. But all of these people also have magical powers. So it's kind of like superhero powers, not necessarily like whimsical magical witches. It's more like superhero style. But that makes it science fantasy, but also dystopian. And I love all those genres. So it was really, really fun. And Star Z Davis sent this to me. I read it and loved it. And then she sent me book two. And I'm so excited to dive into book two. I haven't been able to yet, but this is a series I'm going to be following along with because it held my attention the entire time. So that was book number 10. Book number 11, we return to Laura Dietering's series with book 3 in The Witch in the Envelope. So this is The Witch and the Reckoning. And this is the final book in this trilogy, and I really, really enjoyed it. Again, I read it on Kindle, but then also had Alexa read some of it to me. And I just really liked it. It's just so wholesome. And like, I imagine if I was a kid and my mom read this with me, I would be really excited to talk to her about it. And I think that's the concept she's going for. So I know I keep talking about that, but it was a really cute series. I just liked all the twists and turns, and I liked how everything was wrapped up at the end, which sometimes I don't like the end of trilogies, but I really liked the end of this one. All right, book number 12 was a continuation from a series that I started a long time ago, The Herb Witch Princess by Irene Chow. So I read The Herb Witch's Apprentice back in the day, back towards the beginning of Read It With Whiskey, and I had Irene on the show. I actually won the first book in the series in an Instagram giveaway. So I won it in the giveaway. She sent it over. I read it. And then I was like, hey, Irene, do you want to be on my show? So I brought her on to Read It With Whiskey. And since then, The Herb Witch's Princess has gone out. And so I read this on my Kindle. And she was doing a promotion where it was free on Kindle. And it popped up on my Instagram. And I was like, sold. Not even. It was free. So she didn't even sell it to me. But I knew I wanted to read it. And I was planning on buying it. And then I saw the free promo. I was like, well, this was meant to be. But I really liked this story. It was kind of like a spinoff of the first book. They're kind of, it's a series, but they're standalones. You don't have to read them together. Obviously, some of the characters pop back up, and so it makes more sense if you read the first book first, but you don't have to. All right, next in the lineup was Across the Sand by Hugh Howie, and this was another series that I was continuing. So Hugh Howie, So Hugh Howie is getting a TV show, or he has a TV show now. I think it's already out now, for his series, the Silo series. And I wanted to read that series, but I was in the middle of this other series that I said series a lot. Sorry. So Sand by Hugh Howie. I read that earlier this year and it was recommended to me by an author friend, Patrick Johns, who's been on the show. And I read Sand a while back and I knew I wanted to read the sequel Across the Sand, but I wasn't like motivated to read it. Well, then I found out that Hugh Howie is getting this TV show and I wanted to read Wool, which is the first book in that series before I watched the TV show. So I was like, okay, I have to finish this series first. So I read Across the Sand, which is the sequel. I will say that I liked this one more than the first book in the series, which doesn't happen very often, but I think it just expanded on the world a little bit more and I really, really enjoyed it. And as soon as I finished that, I was like, okay, let's dive into Wool, which is book one in the Silo series by Hugh Howie. But that wasn't the book that I finished next. The book that I finished next was AI Apocalyptic Intelligence. Now, why did I read this book? I have no idea. This was a kind of like an essay, but fiction. It was really odd. I found it online on Amazon. It was only 96 pages. Actually, it was on my Kindle. I don't know where it came from. Let me just put that. I think it was probably a promotion in one of the author newsletters that I get. And so I just downloaded it because it was a free book. And so I found it in my Kindle. And basically, I'm doing like a snowball effect where I'm reading all of the short books that I have on my Kindle and I'm reading them by length, which is very strange as I'm saying it out loud. But anyway, this book was only 96 pages. I needed to find something really fast because I was about to drive to work that day and I wanted to listen to something. And I just finished up the book before. Anyway, So I read this book, AI, Apocalyptic Intelligence by Andres Coria Yu, and I listened to it with Alexa. And it was kind of like hard sci-fi, but then there was some storyline within it. And I think what kind of threw me off was that it went back and forth between hard sci-fi for the future, so kind of like post-apocalyptic, but then there was a storyline within that as well. And I think if he had just done the storyline, I would have been so much more invested in it, because the hard science of this like future concept of science, it threw me off as I was reading. And so the storyline was really good. I think if that was just the whole book and it was an entire book, I would have read the whole thing because it was a really cool concept. But that hard science was just throwing me off. So that was a little bit tough for me. Okay, so 10, 11, 12, 13. That was number 14. Okay, number 15 for the month was The Boyfriend Bylaws by Susan Hatler. Y'all, this book was on my Kindle for like 10 years. So back when I first got this Kindle, it was more than 10 years ago, because I think it was 2008 when I got this Kindle. Anyway, when I first got it, I was getting like all the free books I could find because I was young and didn't want to have to pay for books. And I got this book, The Boyfriend Bylaws by Susan Hatler, and it was super cute. Basically, this girl has to stop dating random guys because she keeps like falling in love with them and getting her heart broken. And so her roommate is like, okay, you're going to put your car up for collateral and you're only allowed to date people who I say, and I'm going to be like your date manager, and I'm going to tell you who you can give your phone number to and all this stuff. I really, really loved the beginning of this book, and I have no idea how it ended. This is a recurring thing. I think it's me refusing to DNF a book because I'm listening to it on Alexa and I'm like, oh, I'll just listen to it in the background. And then I don't actually pay attention and I don't finish listening to the book. So I have to stop doing this. I have to just DNF books more frequently. I think that would really help, honestly, because I loved the beginning of this book. And for whatever reason, I couldn't hold on to the end. So I don't know if she got the guy at the end. I have no idea. I'm assuming because it's a romance that she did, but I don't know. And I feel so bad about this. I feel terrible. But Susan Hatler has so many books, so I'm not concerned. I know that she's doing well and she won't mind that I didn't finish it. Also, it was a novella. It was only a little over 100 pages, so it was kind of short and sweet. And again, this was me trying to finish the shorter books that I have on my Kindle so that I can move on to the next one. All right, and the last and 16th book that I read in May 2023 was Secret Powers of the Author Mastermind by Jay Thorne. So I've listened to a few interviews on podcasts by Jay Thorne. I think he has a podcast as well. And he has this like author series of books. And this was Secret Powers to the Author Mastermind. And I used to be in business mastermind groups and book clubs and things like that. And I know whenever I'm in a group, I really am more focused on whatever the concept is, and I do so well. And so I've been thinking about trying to find an author mastermind or create one myself. And so I wanted to read this book. It was already in my Kindle. And again, it was kind of like a book that had been on the back burner for a while, but I just decided, okay, let's read it. It's short and sweet. I think it was maybe 250 pages. And I really enjoyed it. I think it was a breath of fresh air because it was nonfiction and I hadn't read nonfiction in so long. I think that's like the main reason why I really jived with it. But anyway, author masterminds, the concept is so much fun and I really want to get into one. So if you are an author and you would be interested in being in an author mastermind with me, let me know. Email me, contact me. I am open to meet new people. I really need to meet new authors, I think. Anyway, so that was book 16, guys. That was the entirety of my BIR for May 2023. I hope you enjoyed that. So before we dive into my life update and I give you some juicy details, let's hear from a word from our sponsors. Are you an author who has always dreamed of turning their book into an audiobook? Quixotic Bell Media is the audiobook podcast production company for you. They specialize in helping authors turn their books into an episodic audiobook podcast, releasing 1 to 3 chapters of their book each week. The episodic format will pull in new readers, help you grow your author brand and business, and QBM even offers help with audiobook launch strategies and monetizing your podcast. With Quixotic Bell Media, you record the audio and let them do the rest. You can finally start your podcast and audiobook without raising a finger to the logistics or time-intensive tasks. This means you'll be able to get back to what's important in your author business, your writing. So if you're interested in working with QBM, visit www.quixoticbellmedia.com for more information. Hello and welcome back. So, life update. Y'all, I needed that break. I really didn't realize how much I needed a break from the show. And it was a breath of fresh air. It really was. And I didn't realize how much pressure I had been putting on myself with having a podcast weekly. So in the past, I had had it every other week, and then I went to weekly. And honestly, I think moving it to weekly just set myself up for failure because there are a limited amount of hours in a week. And with this job transition, I knew I wouldn't have enough time to dedicate to my passions. I knew that I would have to put 100% of my focus in my job, in my career, to make sure that it was moving forward. And so it was an easy decision to let go of the podcast for a while. And I'm saying this because I'm not going to be bringing back the podcast weekly. I don't want to get your hopes up. I'm so sorry. But I'm coming back to do the BIR episode. I will have a WIP episode after this, so stay tuned for that if you're a WIP subscriber. If you're not a subscriber, consider subscribing. It's only about a coffee a month, and I promise to put out at least one WIP episode every single month. That is because I'm keeping the subscription open. I will be putting up at least one WIP episode every single month, and I'm going to use that as motivation for my writing. But anyway, back to what I was saying. I needed that little bit of a break, and it did really, really well for my mental capacity, my energy, and just being in a job again where there are people around me was so, so nice. I had been working from home for a couple of years, and working from a computer screen and doing meetings with people on Google Meets and Zoom, I mean, it doesn't compare to working with people in person. And if you lived through the pandemic and all of that, then you understand how much life changed. And we all got so used to being secluded. And as an introvert, I loved that fact, loved that concept of it. But I realized that I do need human interaction, unfortunately. But it's been doing really good for me. I have a better headspace. I think I'm less toxic to myself. I know in episode 100, I did talk about how I could hear myself being toxic, and it's changed. I feel a lot better. I think my mental health is doing much, it's been much improved. Let's put it that way. So anyway, I won't be putting out weekly episodes moving forward, but I will be popping in here or there. I plan on doing this Books I Read episode every month, as well as at least one WIP episode. But for July, I have some really exciting news, and I'm going to be around more frequently, hopefully, fingers crossed. So I'll bring you that update in the WIP episode. So stay tuned for the WIP episode to hear about some really fun July stuff that's going on. So I wanted to talk about the projects that I've been working on, some goals that I had set, and some goals moving forward. So in episode 100, I talked about how I'm still working on the audiobooks for The Shockwave, as well as the prequel for The Shockwave, and then also the sci-fi duology that I have in the back burner. So I say working on these projects. I haven't lifted a finger to any of these projects because I've been focusing on my career, which is 100% valid, and I'm very, very happy that I am focusing on my job right now. But I do plan on diving back into these full force ASAP. So, I mean, the biggest update is that I did want to update you guys on my audiobooks. So I am still working on my audiobooks, not so much actively, but I'm working more behind the scenes of getting kind of like a timeline set up of when I want all of them released. Initially, I wanted them to start releasing about a month ago, and it just wasn't in the cards. I want to do a few different things with the annotation episodes I'm doing alongside the chapters. And I realized that I'm going to have to kind of go back through the ones I've already recorded and scratch a few things and basically reorganize. So how I'm doing my audiobook is it's going to be released here on this podcast, and I am going to be putting out annotation episodes every couple chapters, not necessarily every chapter, but I would like to put one out every single chapter. But anyway, the chapter is going to be read in one episode, and then following it is going to be an annotation episode for the subscribers of the podcast. And these subscriber episodes, initially I just started talking about whatever thoughts came up while I read that chapter. So if I read chapter one, I would jot down some notes as I'm recording the audiobook, and then I would just talk about those concepts and like what I was thinking while I was writing the book, the inspiration, the stories behind some of the characters that were popping up. And yes, that's going to work to an extent. However, I have bigger picture items throughout the entire series that I want to focus on, and I want to be more strategic of where I'm going to be placing those as I release the audiobook. And I think I was just going full force and too fast, and I wasn't slowing down looking at the big picture. So now I'm going to slow down, look at the big picture, figure out what episodes of the annotation are going to go best with each of the chapters of the books, and then go from there. So I'm going to be writing down an entire list of all of my annotation episode concepts and ideas, and then I'm going to kind of like pick and choose which ones are going to match where, according to where the characters are in the story. So it's definitely more of a work in progress than I initially thought. I thought it was going to be more quick and easy, but it is going to take a little bit more time, which is okay. It's perfectly fine. And something else I wanted to do with the audiobook is I would like to have the release coincide with the prequel novella release, The Fall. And I don't know if I've actually told you guys that's the title. The title of the prequel novella is The Fall. And I've already made the cover for it. I've talked about that in a past episode. I believe that was in a Whip episode. And it's the cover's really cool. It's AI, and I had so much fun creating it. Anyway, so I want the audiobook and the prequel release to kind of coincide, and I would like those to get out, at least start going out for the audiobook this year, and we'll just see how the summer goes. I'm not going to put pressure on it because I am focusing on my career, so we'll see. We'll see. But I did just want to give you guys that update on the audiobooks. So the Shockwave prequel is still a work in progress, obviously. I have the entire concept for it in my head. I just have to get it down on paper, and I just haven't found time. So I'm just procrastinating a little bit because after work, I just need to decompress instead of work on a book. So I'm going to be trying to wake up a little bit earlier moving forward, getting some writing done in the morning, and then going from there. But we'll see how that goes. And I do want to get the prequel done before I jump back into the duology, but I don't know if that's going to happen. I might jump straight back into the duology. We'll see. So those are my kind of goals and updates for where I am right now as of June 22nd, 2023. But I do have a very important update that I'm going to elaborate on in the Whip episode, which is already out as you're listening to this. So go on to episode 102, which is a Whip episode. If you're not a subscriber, consider subscribing. It only costs about a coffee a month, and you can listen to all the nitty-gritty details of the books that I am currently working on. And I will give you a little teaser. The Whip episode is going to be a little bit about Camp Nano. Thanks for listening to Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe to my newsletter at laurajlive.com.